This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Japanese voters head to the polls Sunday for an upper house election just 2 days after the assassination of the country's former prime minister, Shinzo Abe. Politicians mostly stopped campaigning but decided to proceed with the vote after the Friday shooting death of Abe, who was one of the most influential figures in modern Japanese politics. Security was tightened at many campaign events following the shooting. Four further candidates have joined the increasingly crowded field of conservatives vying to succeed Boris Johnson as British Prime Minister. The total number of candidates now stands at eight, with Foreign Secretary Liz Truss expected to add herself to the pack on Monday. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports on what's next for Britain and international politics.
I will not miss him, French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire says, highlighting an open disdain unseen since the Europeans welcomed the US election loss of Donald Trump in 2020. And while transatlantic relations picked up quickly since the arrival of President Joe Biden, don't expect anything similar with a new British leader. David McAllister, the leading EU legislator dealing with Britain, says even with a new prime minister, there'll likely be few changes in the British government's position on the main Brexit issues causing current divisions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Sri Lanka's President Gotabaya Rajapaksa agreed to resign hours after thousands of protesters stormed his residence and set fire to the prime minister's home in the capital Colombo on Saturday amid mounting public outrage over an economic crisis that has gone on for months. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A UN report says Ukrainian forces bear a large share of the blame for a deadly March assault by Russian-backed rebels on a nursing home. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has that story.
The assault came 2 weeks after Russia launched its invasion. Kremlin-backed rebels attacked a care home for the elderly and disabled in the eastern region of Luhansk. Ukrainian officials accused the rebels of killing more than 50 vulnerable civilians. The United Nations says at least 22 of the 71 patients survived, but the exact number killed remains unknown. And while Ukraine placed the fault squarely on Russian forces, the UN's Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights says Ukrainian soldiers took up positions inside the nursing home a few days before the attack, effectively making the building a target. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Officials in Congo say rebels attacked a hospital and killed at least 13 people, including infants and patients. The Congolese army said three attackers were killed when the military intervened. Some hospital staff are missing, and several houses were also burned in the attack Thursday night on a medical center in North Kivu province. The head of the hospital said three infants and four patients were among the victims. The Congolese military says the attackers were Congolese militia members, but local civil society groups accuse Ugandan rebels on carrying out the attack. Election workers across the United States are talking about the threats against them since the 2020 presidential election, AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
After the polls closed in the New Mexico primary last month, an election worker returning to the Santa Fe clerk's office says a partisan election observer followed her so closely their bumpers were separated by inches. The incident, one of many threats and intimidation since former President Donald Trump started his falsehoods about the 2020 election. A survey by the Brennan Center for Justice found one in three election officials knew someone who quit because of threats, and one in six was threatened personally. In Santa Fe, county clerk employees are trained in active shooter situations. Bulletproof glass could be next, and GPS tracking is used in transporting ballot boxes. County clerk Catherine Clark says her father and grandfather were both in the military, and it's not bad enough yet to think the job is too much. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Italian Navy has begun relocating the first 600 migrants from the Sicilian island of Lampedusa after its refugee identification center became overwhelmed with new arrivals. And recapping our top story, Japanese voters are heading to the polls on Sunday for an upper house election, just 2 days after the assassination of the country's former prime minister, Shinzo Abe. Marissa Milton, VOA News.